Hello everyone. Today I'm going to go over a gold mine of a source of folk music notation, and that's the session.org website. It contains thousands of songs in ABC notation. I might have mentioned this notation in the past, but it bears more of an explanation, and that'll be the focus of my show today. What ABC notation means is writing out a piece of music in pure ASCII text. It was popular in the days of Usenet, when the internet was young and images were expensive in terms of disk space and data transfer times. It contains a header with things like song title, song type, composer, meter, the key, and the tempo of a piece. And the piece of music itself is written out with the letters of the notes being represented, so, you know, in like your usual C, D, E, F, G, A, B, with a number next to the letter for its duration, so two quarter tones or three or four, and the fundamental basis is in the header as well. And use uppercase or lowercase letters to show what octave they belong to. You can write out the chord that a section belongs to, and put in bars and repeats and ties with a little bit of work, you know. And it's a standard fake book stuff. I wouldn't try to score an orchestra piece with it, even if I could. But to write out something you heard or something you composed, it's effective enough. And, well, it's all free. And there goes my furnace kicking in. Hopefully that didn't interrupt the show too much. Alright, where was I? I was talking about ABC notation. Yeah, the fact that it was free. So, the session website doesn't just have text, that would be hard to decipher and play along with. It also presents the piece of music in standard music notation. Now, that's all well and good for those who like music notation, but many people prefer tabulature. For that, there's an option. And there are a number of websites that let you enter ABC notation as text, and it will display the music score with the option of using tabs for several instruments, including some for mandolin, which is important for us. Before I got an app for writing music, I used Pizzicato. I might have mentioned that at some point in the past. I'm trying to remember which episode that was, but I did. The one I like to use was mandolintab.net. I'll provide a link to that. So you can copy the text from session.org, paste it into a website, and generate the score. One cool feature is that you can also transpose a piece of music. That way you can have it written out in a different key if you like. So if you hear a piece of traditional music you'd like to get tabs for, you could use this as a way to get it. Chances are it is on the session.org, especially if it's a very old traditional tune. So for the musical number, here's a piece I had learned by ear after hearing it on the Thistle and Shamrock NPR show. The tune is called Under a Breton Sky by Aurora Celtic. And well, if you listen to the whole album that thing's on, it's a really great album, so I recommend it. After I learned it, I didn't want to forget it. So I wrote it out in ABC notation and generated the score as I described just now. So you can try it for yourselves. What I'll do is I will put the ABC score for that piece in the show notes, and you can paste them to the Mandolin Tab website, which I'll provide a link to, and see how well that works for you. So you just paste it in and then hit the tab, the Mandolin Tab, if you want to have tabs. And then generate, I think, is the button. Anyway, it's the button that starts the whole thing. And then you will have a piece of music there that you can save to disk. So here is Under a Breton Sky on the octave mandolin again, because it's still new. Thank you. And that was that. So the original recording by Aurora Celtic was in B minor, and I'm playing it in A minor just because it's easier to play on mandolin and you get more open strings, a lot more sustain that way. But if you want to see what it looks like in B minor, you could always take the piece of ABC music that I'll be putting in my show notes, put it in that mandolin tab dot, what is it, dot net? Put it in that mandolin tab website, and we'll hit the transpose button, bring it up to semitones, and then you'll see it in the B minor scale that it was originally in. And somebody was telling me that B minor tends to be a very typical Breton key to be playing in, so it's almost like a de facto standard for Breton music. All right, that's my show for today, and we will see you next week. Thank you for listening.